we came to shut this down. We came to shut this down. It's a mystery. Must be genetics, my DNA. Got your magnetism, you can't get away. I get you, baby, all sweaty and hot. I'm gonna get you where you never get got, baby.
Grown folks working. We didn't ask you anything. And I told you I was gonna buy you a whistle too.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, January 22nd, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, Prince is just the last in a long line of discussions we've been denied. Let's consider the following one from Karl Popper's The Open Society and Its Enemies, Volume 1, The Spell of Plato, in that light. Quote, it is now usually recognized that Anytus, the Democratic leader who backed the prosecution, did not intend to make a martyr of Socrates. The aim was to exile him. But this plan was defeated by Socrates' refusal to compromise his principles. And I want to comment that I don't really like that word, compromise, in this context. It suggests that there was something Socrates could concede to bullies. This story about the death of Socrates could have been written about Prince. In that parallel story, the words the prosecution should be replaced with the hidden shadow state and the poison they set in front of Socrates so he could see his fate. We will make the EMF weapons stolen by the global state, along with so many other secreted away inventions of Nikola Tesla, inventions that will both free us from the poisonous insertion of the power guys into our lives and allow us to make of our world a paradise. The moment we see, or enough of us see, these global state statesmen and what they've done, until we have our freedom and the full truth is exposed, we can't know precisely what interstate agreements were made between the power guys about the use of EMF weapons. But I suspect Prince could have fled the country and lived. He chose to stay and fight them. I digress. See the bullies. Get them clearly pictured in your minds. Picture the intimidation, the manipulation, the mountain of suffering caused by them. Picture the babies whose lives they fully intend to derail from joy, from communion with their fellows, from sharing and cooperation, from the endless exploration of their creativity without anyone telling them what to do with it. In short, from any chance of true happiness. Despite what Powers' resident expert on happiness has discovered, quote unquote, they've gone back to Bhutan, we read in the New York Times of January 18, 2017, still hoping to get us to swallow their research on happiness pill. If we tell them it's a science, they'll leave it alone, they reason. See our Waking Up radio shows of September 15, 22, 29, 2013, and October 6, 2013 shows, which are also included in the PDF Reclaiming Our Leadership, Our Stolen Gifts to Establish a Future Based on Distributed Generation, Volume 2. That was the title I'm using for the radio, the texts of the radio shows during those years, that you can download free from the tools page of the Nascent's website. We spent some time with their Bhutan strategy, and despite the pontifications of their expert, and by the way, power guys, how could you have missed the infinitely more honest and useful advice of Prince, available to you for the price of a CD, much more economical than whatever it is you're paying for your expert on happiness. I'd be happy to put together a playlist for you. Start with the message in sexuality. You gotta let your body be free, i.e., no masters. But you wouldn't pay your expert for that message, except in pain. One wonders how babies manage without them. In truth, it ain't complicated. We don't want to be forced. It's that simple. We are born happy, communal, cooperative, and free. And the society we make will reflect our natural reality. Fewness and truth, we are communal. We never hear those words spoken to us as youth. When those words meet our ear, we see. None of this around us is our made reality. And all the questions that come from that recognition lead to getting free. But first, the obvious must be said out loud. And then tell me what in that scene should be compromised with. I would rather he had used the phrase, his refusal to bend. We don't bend to bullies. We fight them.